Prophets of God throughout the centuries have taken up the difficult task of exposing the church's captivity and calling her to repent and return to the Word of God. The Desert Fathers, Gildas, Columbanus, Luther, Edwards, Machen, and Schaeffer are just a few of the many voices who have challenged the accommodationist practices of church leaders and have called them to return to the plain teaching of Scripture. The unhappy fact that accompanies the church's captivity is that those who ought to recognize the captivity of the church either do not or will not, with the result that cultural comfort and convenience trump biblical convictions and practices, leaving the churches and other Christian institutions and projects intact and operating, but drained of the power of the Word and Spirit of God. Nature, as Schaeffer described it, gobbles up grace. Has the church in this country today fallen into a condition of captivity? Are we captive to our culture and its pragmatic, materialistic, and narcissistic ways? Have we become comfortable bending the distinctives and demands of our faith to suit our worldly preferences and priorities? And have we settled on attractive but unbiblical ways of justifying our actions so that we've come to prefer those standards rather than the one God holds out in His Word as our means of assessing progress and health? Such questions would seem to be important given the state of the church in our day.